This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome to the My Smart Puppy Minute. This is Sarah Wilson, and this week we're going to talk about staying in hotels with your dog. Pip and I are about to take a long trip across country, and I thought I would share with you things I have learned over the many, many years I have stayed in hotels with dogs. First of all, call ahead and tell them you're bringing one. This way you'll find out if there are any requirements or fees related to it. And also, you can request a first floor room, which can make it easier to get in and out should your dog need it in the middle of the night. At the same time, ask them for the quietest room. Sometimes people who don't understand at the front desk will put you by the door, thinking that will be easier, but then you're going to hear every single person coming in and out all night, and your dog is likely to react to that. I like to be at the far end, so the only people coming down that way are the one or two other people at that end of the hall. It is ideal if your dog is crate trained. Even if your dog doesn't normally have any problems being left alone at home, when you leave them alone in a strange place, they can bark, scratch at the door, panic, have a housebreaking problem, any number of things. So even though Pip is well-trained, she always travels with a crate. If you have a puppy or a dog who doesn't like being crated or doesn't crate well, then you are going to need to travel with a hard crate of some kind, a plastic type kennel or a wire one. The wire ones can fold up, which can make it easier. The plastic ones are safer in the car, so they can do double duty as the car crate and the inside crate. Or you can do what I will do this time, because Pip is very well crate trained. I will bring a soft-sided crate, which is very light and easy for me to get in and out. Even if I am just running down the hall to fill the ice bucket, I will put her in her crate. She will feel more secure there, and she is less likely to stand by the door and stress or bark at anybody who's going up and down the hall. I will also pack an old sheet that I can throw over the bed. I walk in the hotel room, I fold up the bedspread neatly, and I put it in the closet or on top of a chair. Then I take the old sheet that I bring, old clean sheet, and put it over the bedding. So if Pip comes up with me, and I'll be honest with you, she absolutely will, I don't have to worry that her fur or dander will bother anybody else in the future. It is just a thoughtful thing to do. And then in the morning, I fold it up so that the dirty side is on the inside of the fold, and when I get outside before I put it in the car, I shake it out. Now, some dogs love to travel and take everything in stride. Other dogs will find this a little bit stressful. So I pack chew toys and toys that I know Pip loves, so that we can play in the evening. She's been in the car all day being relatively quiet, and she's going to have excess energy. I make sure that these toys aren't noisy or messy, or they won't stain anything. But other than that, we spend some time romping around in the evening, so that she's going to be ready to settle down at night. Now, about that settling down thing, this is another reason to bring a crate with you. I crate her on the far side of the room, as far away from the door as I can get it. And then I make sure that I am sleeping between her and the door. This will keep her quieter. If she is loose and ranging around, she is likely to bark at the door when somebody walks down the hall at 3 a.m. And I don't really blame her for that. I just don't need her doing it. If you aren't traveling with a crate, try leashing your dog at night and tethering them near your bed so that you can reach down and ask them to quiet down without them getting all the way to the door and waking you up with a start and everybody else in the hall up with a start. Lastly, on the theory that if you bring the umbrella, it won't rain, why don't you carry some gut protection for your dog? Ask your vet what they recommend. Some recommend Imodium or Pepto, but always ask them first and get the correct dosage. If you plan ahead and follow these suggestions, you and your dog and the hotel will have a great time. Please remember that each of us is an ambassador for dogs in hotels every time we stay at one. So do your best to keep your dog quiet, to leave the room clean, and to make the hotel and the other guests happy that you were there. Safe travels, and if you have any questions at all or want to hear how Pip and my journey went, come by the forums at mysmartpuppy.com and see. We are there to help you. Have a great week.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.